In this bulletin, the New South Wales government warns further restrictions may be imposed if an outbreak is not contained. AstraZeneca likely to be phased out of Australia's vaccine rollout as more Pfizer and Moderna doses join the program. And in sport, New Zealand crowned Test cricket's first official world champions. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has warned a state or city-wide lockdown remains a public health response option. She says her government will not hesitate to further tighten restrictions if necessary. School holiday plans are in doubt for many Sydney residents, with some confined to the metropolitan area. New South Wales Health's major challenge now is investigating the source of unlinked infections as authorities struggle to contain a coronavirus outbreak. The Bondi cluster rose to 31 cases following a birthday party health officials have called a super spreader event. Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Professor Paul Kelly, warns the situation is becoming more complex for contact tracers.
They are really chasing these unlinked cases now, and that's going to make it more difficult. I think the school, the plane and the party are three different complex settings, so that has changed.
AstraZeneca is likely to be phased out of Australia's coronavirus vaccine rollout later this year as more Pfizer and Moderna doses join the immunisation program. Long-awaited data from the Federal Health Department shows projections detailing vaccine allocations for each state and territory. By October, up to 615,000 Australians will be able to receive the Moderna jab each week, while up to 2.3 million will be getting the Pfizer shot. COVID-19 Task Force Commander Lieutenant General John Frewen says the information allows states and territories to better plan their immunisation programs. He also flagged more support for New South Wales should the state need it in the current circumstances.
And we will also be activating some roving vaccination teams that will get around the facilities inside the seven affected areas just to make sure that we pick up on any of the residents there who are yet to have their second doses. Additionally, we will be delivering the previously approved additional 50,000 doses of Pfizer to Sydney by this Friday.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg believes Australia has avoided the worst of the COVID-19 pandemic, both in terms of health outcomes and economically. Mr. Frydenberg is preparing to release a five-year intergenerational report, which is a guide to how the Australian economy is expected to perform over the next 40 years. It's the fifth set of official projections, which began in 2002 under Prime Minister John Howard. The 2021 report is a year later than scheduled due to the pandemic. Labor's Jim Chalmers has already questioned its reliability, citing new analysis by Labor which found the 2015 forecast fell short of expectations. Immigration Minister Alex Hawke has rejected Barnaby Joyce's claim that the government would have changed its treatment of two Tamil children if they had different names. Three members of the Murugapan family who were detained on Christmas Island have been granted three-month bridging visas to remain in Perth. Minister Hawke says the asylum seeker family will be allowed to reside in the Perth community while the youngest daughter is in medical care. But he says Mr. Joyce's suggestion that the situation could be different if Australian-born Kopika and Tanika were named Sally or Jane is unfair.
You know, I have had a lot to do with the Sri Lankan community, whether it's Sinhalese or Tamil, doesn't weigh on my mind in any way, shape or form what their names are or what ethnicity they are or what country they've come from. It's about whether we owe them protection and whether they fit into our legal migration framework and whether they are indeed owed protection by Australia or not.
An Ivory Coast court has sentenced former Prime Minister and rebel leader Guillaume Soro to life imprisonment in absentia on charges of plotting a coup against President Alassane Ouattara. Mr. Soro, who is in exile in Europe, was charged with conspiracy and an attempted attack on state authority. His lawyers have previously condemned the charges as politically motivated and say there is no evidence to show he was guilty. To cricket now, New Zealand has won the inaugural World Test Championship title, defeating India by 8 wickets in the final at the Hampshire Bowl. India were all out for 170 in their second innings, leaving New Zealand 139 to win, which they comfortably achieved. New Zealand has become Test cricket's first official world champion after the weather-disrupted final marked the culmination of a two-year cycle of the tournament, which was launched in 2019. And now for today's weather forecast. Perth, partly cloudy, 17. Adelaide, showers and 15. Melbourne, a late shower or two, 16. Hobart, becoming cloudy, 15. Canberra, rain and possible heavy falls, 14. Wollongong, a shower or two, 21. Sydney, showers and windy, 20. Newcastle, a shower or two and 20. Brisbane, possible late rain, 21. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, a possible shower, 30 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.